It's no secret why tsunami is a Japanese word. You can plan and you can build in anticipation of an earthquake. The Japanese are good at that. But you can't outplan what we've seen from this 8.9 earthquake over the past few days. An earthquake, a tsunami, a nuclear emergency, a triple disaster come true. A German medical doctor just landed with his team when they noticed a gassed Japanese watching a burning building on TV screens at the airport east of Tokyo. On learning it was an explosion at a nuclear power plant, the physician, who had worked in Haiti last year, said, "I'd rather be working with a pocket knife in Haiti than worrying about the danger of a radioactive cloud." Scientists worldwide are not in agreement on the outcome of the power plant meltdowns, or how many people will be affected, or to what degree. And then there are the ongoing aftershocks to consider, and how great the greatest aftershock will be in these next few days. On Sunday, I was speaking with a Christian businessman in Tokyo who grew up with constant earthquakes with his missionary parents in Japan. He had been to the Tokyo Stock Exchange for the day and was on a train home when the 8.9er hit. He said it was like the train hit a brick wall. All the trains and subways stopped. The power was gone. He could text, but he couldn't talk in his cell. He told me it was an eerie feeling watching a million people leave their high-rise offices and slowly walk 6, 7, 8 hours home. He managed to snag one of the few taxis, driving him to the Christian Academy of Japan, where his wife is the principal. School lasted until the wee hours Friday night, as desperate parents struggled to reach their children. But the businessman was more concerned about the missing in the Northeast, where the tsunami hit hardest. They loaned out their summer home above the beach in the Sendai region in northeast Japan. The missionary families are stranded but safe, surrounded on all sides by water that hasn't receded since the tsunami. They have food and are melting snow for drinking water. Charging their cell phones on a car battery, they are able to text. Safe is a beautiful word to hear after a sudden catastrophic disaster. Japan's disaster reminds me in California to replenish our stocks of emergency food and water. It's good to plan if you live in an earthquake zone, but all of us would be wise to remember what God Himself has said, that one day He will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. The waters of judgment will rise, and when that day comes, only Jesus will be able to keep us safe. Those are my thoughts. I'm Charles Morris, HavenToday.org.